In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We today celebrate one of the major feasts of the Lord, which is the descent of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, upon the disciples on the day of the Pentecost. And this is this day marks the birthday of the church. And in this day, we have many memories and have many things to reflect upon. But we choose today the verse that we just heard in the Gospel of St. John, when the Lord spoke about the Holy Spirit and said about Him, and when He has come, He will convict the world. To be convicted is to be aware of your own sin. And this is something that's saving for all of us. Because the Lord said if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So to start this process here, to be convicted one way or another, this is the beginning of us to be changed and to be accepted by God. If we do this kind of function here, then we will be spared the last day when we stand before the Lord and we will not be judged by Him. So in order for us to be convicted and to be able to judge ourselves, the Lord left us with many graces and kept us saved by these graces that convict us. What are these graces? And how can we make sure that they are working and they are functioning well in order for us to be able to convict ourselves before we to be convicted by the Lord in the last day? The first tool is the conscience. عطيت الضمير. And this is given to all humanity from the beginning. God created man with a compass. And this compass would tell him or her from the beginning, this is right and this is wrong. Even among those who are unbelievers, they still have something inside them that called them upon them to do what is good and convicts them whenever they are doing something that's evil. The problem is that people later on, they might be deceived in knowing what is evil and what is good, but still the conscience is there. Even among those people who kill the Christians, they are comforted by their conscience because they deceived the conscience, made it to feel like it's okay to do this. By doing this, I am doing a favor to God. We hear when the Lord Christ was writing on the ground, when people brought to Him the woman caught in adultery, and they wanted to convict her and want Him to judge her and sentence her to death. When He started writing on the floor, then we hear this. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one. This tool of the conscience need to be all the time cleared and trained. It is given, yes, but we need to do work with it to keep it all the time working and working right. Sometimes we suffer because our conscience is not very well trained, either too tight or either too wide, and causes some kind of problems. St. Paul the Apostle says, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men. It's a matter also of training, not only a gift that will be kept regardless. The second gift or grace that the Lord God bestow upon us to be convicted here is the Spirit of God. As we just heard, when He come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Even though the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts, but He also, we call Him the helper or the comforter, the one who guides, corrects, comforts, supports in our weakness. In many occasions, we get confused between the sounds that convict us. And don't be surprised when you know that Satan sometimes convicts us as well. But his way of rebuking us is to leave us with no hope, to make us feel like there is no way we can be saved. I'm a bad person. Sometimes we have this kind of like sound in our ears that tell us you are a bad person. God will never accept you. No matter what you do, you are still guilty. This is not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the comforter who speaks also in our hearts with the words of hope to give us this kind of like assurance that when we turn, He will accept us. The Spirit of God is also very specific. He will tell you what you did was not right. He will never tell you that you are a bad person. This is not the sound of God the Holy Spirit. This voice ought to be obeyed. He speaks all the time, And as much we allow him to speak and we obey his orders, as much as he speaks more and more and becomes more and more loud. But if I turn him away and I disregard whatever he's saying, day after day, month after month, then his sound voice will fade and we will not be able to discern it. As we hear St. Paul instructing us and the Ephesians and saying, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Even though it is the Spirit of God, He is the Spirit of God, still we can grieve the Spirit, we can quench the Spirit. The third tool by which we can be convicted is the righteousness of others. Looking to other people around us and seeing the goodness in them, seeing what they are doing, how they strive to be pleased to God at all times, this also convicts us. St. Paul instructs the Corinthians to give example while they are worshiping God, because when they worship in that true spirit and in the right way, people coming to the church from outside will be convicted only by seeing them worshiping God in the right way. Heed what he's saying to them, saying, if all prophesy and an unbeliever or uninformed person comes in, he is convicted by all, he is convicted, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. Even being in the church, worshiping God in truth and spirit, people coming from outside visiting this place, seeing all of you, paying attention to the prayers, none is on his phone, everyone is really participating in the worship, this will convict this person coming, saying God is among those people. But if a person comes from outside and seeing all of us, any one of us, is in his own world, living in his own realm inside the church, being busy looking at his Facebook, answering text messages, what he's going to say, those people, they do not realize or recognize the presence of God among them. The righteousness of others will convict us. Reading and learning the biography of the saints, how many of us moved when we heard a story by one about the life and struggle of a saint, St. Moses the Strong, St. Anthony the Great. This was the reason that converted St. Augustine, reading the biography of St. Anthony, knowing about his strife, how he lived pleasing to God, changed the life of St. Augustine. This is something also that we recommend for our children to read, so they be convicted by the righteousness of other people. The fourth tool God gives us to be convicted is the spiritual guides and leaders. Even St. Paul says this is a function of the man in charge, the bishop or the priest, saying to his disciple Titus, holding fast the faithful word as has been taught, that he may be able, speaking about the bishop, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and convict those who contradict. Remembering from the story of David the king, when he committed the sin of adultery, and he killed the husband of the woman he committed the sin with, the one who rebuked him and brought him back to his sins was the prophet Nathan. David went in his own in a way, feeling nothing for more than even 9 months, until the man of God came to him, convicted him, and David was responsive and he accepted the rebuke. The people of Nineveh would have no chance for them to be restored except through Jonah, who went and rebuked them, convicted them of their sins, and by doing this was able to bring them back to God. Usually what stops us from accepting this kind of conviction rebuke is the ego. I do not like people to correct me. I do not like anyone to tell me that I am wrong. By doing this, I am canceling out this tool. Abuna or Sayyidina or anybody coming telling me that I'm doing something wrong, this is the end of my relationship with him. Don't do this. This is not you really for your best interest. We need people to correct us if this is the tool that God intended for us to change. The fifth tool is the law of God. We hear this by St. James in his epistle, saying, if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Sometimes when we are doing something, we are not aware if it's right or wrong, and I read part in the scripture, that will tell me that that is wrong. And by doing this, by heeding the scripture, I am convicted by the word of God. At the time of Nehemiah, Ezra read the scripture for the people for the first time in many years. How people reacted. We read this in Nehemiah chapter 8. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Why did they weep? Why did they cry? They were convicted by the word of God. They heard it and they examined themselves. I am too far from what God wants me to live by. At the time of King Josiah, also the scripture was hidden for a long time until one of the priests brought it to the king. The king never heard it before. And we read this when he heard it for the first time. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law that he tore his clothes. Why did he react this way? He was convicted. This is what God wants us to live by, and now here we are away from God. That's why we recommend always that we check ourselves again as the scripture. We read the word of God often, knowing what he wants and what I am doing. Usually when the word of God disappears from our lives, we start going into this kind of phrases. I think that, I feel so. And all of these becomes our own way of like how we conduct ourselves. Doesn't matter what God said because I'm not aware. People make an idea about God and create God in their own minds because they are not aware of what he truly said. If people are aware of what truly said, we wouldn't be confused in these days among the people in the culture who calling something like transgender or homosexuality is not a sin. The issue is not with the people. The issue is by calling something, God not call it as right, we people try to call it as something that's acceptable. Why this is happening? Simply because we live in an age where the Bible is not a reference anymore. Daily reading and developing a sensitivity towards the Word of God will always help us to convict and judge ourselves. What should follow? If I am convicted by the Spirit of God or by my conscience or by any of these tools that I'm doing something wrong, three steps should follow. Number one is the knowledge, what needs to be done. It is not enough that I feel this was wrong and something that needs to change. What exactly I need to do? What is the next move? The second step is the correction, where to start. Okay, I'm doing something wrong, I know now how I should proceed, but where is the start? What is the beginning? And the third step, or what should follow the conviction, is to change and to maintain the change. Maybe we all can start something, but it is difficult for many people to maintain this kind of change. So today we hear about the Spirit being the one who convicts us. And this gives us actually a sense of relief. God is not leaving us to our own minds and our own hearts. God is helping us by the work of the Spirit in us to convict, to help, to guide, and to get us to his knowledge. Live the life pleasing to him at all times. Wishing you all many happy returns. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.